Hey friends, what's going on? It is Monday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm excited to be here with you guys with our weekly edition of, what's the name of this thing again?
5 Minute Crew Morel Sessions.
The 5 Minute Crew Morel Sessions, or whatever you want to call it. It is the dopest show on Instagram right now. It is raw, it is uncut, it is live, it is me on the spot, having to answer your questions about business, about life, about whatever the case may be. Shout out to Luli833 who just joined us. Shout out to my man, Call It Listed. Shout out to Will_3 who just joined us. Joe Perez, I see. Tony Rod is out there. Only You Can is out there. What's up, everybody? Hey, Santi Reyes. What's up, The Real M. Concha? Thank you for the shout out this weekend while you were cooking. I appreciate that. Eduardo Chang, QB Lender, all of you guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. Shout out to Nicholas, what's up? My friend and client, Mariel. Hey, real fast, guys, go check out my buddy, Jose Bonilla out of Colorado. Not sure if you heard or not. The guy is on track to have the best year of his business life ever. He joined our coaching program a year ago. And he also lost 30 pounds since Relentless. So that's exciting. Speaking of Relentless, guys, look, I'm gonna let you all know. I've been working on the keynote speaker. If you guys have never been to one of our events, it's me for 3 days. Okay, we don't really need that many speakers because we know what we're doing, and it's me for 3 days. And yet I try to bring 2 speakers per day because I want you guys to learn from a lot of different people. Both of those 2 speakers, they're not allowed to pitch or to sell you anything. They're just there to speak. I just believe that, I mean, quite honestly, if you're paying to be at an event, you shouldn't pay to get pitched. That just is stupid to me. That's not respecting you. And so anyhow, it's the purpose of the event is a life-changing event. The name of the event is Relentless. And I've been working for 2 months now. 2 months. This is a big deal. We've had Gary Vaynerchuk at our events. We've had Mel Robbins at our events. We've had, who else have we had? We've had Ed Mylett at our events. We've had Rob Dyrdek at our events. We've had Tim Grover, Michael Jordan's coach at our events. But watch this. Hey, Isaac, this one?
It's the craziest, biggest one of all time.
It's the biggest one of all time, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's ridiculous, huh?
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, look, guys, here's my style. Life is all about faith. I mentioned it in my book. Chapter 1 in my book, right? In the Resilience Roadmap, if you guys have not heard about this. And I'll get started with our first caller in a second. Chapter 1 of my book, Live by Faith, Not Fear. I do this every year. Every year, right?
Every year.
Every single year, I say, people, go buy your tickets right now. People, go buy your tickets right now. People, go buy your tickets right now. People are like, who's coming? Don't worry, trust me, it'll be the best event of the year. People are like, when is it? It doesn't matter. Just you show up. If I say show up, you got to learn to trust me. You got to learn to live by faith, and you need to be there. What days are it? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I do this because you need to understand that's how business works. That's how life works. Remember what I talked about recently? I talked about the how and how it's going to happen. You need to stop worrying about the how and just start taking action. Just start taking action. And every year I tell people, and every year I give people these crazy deals. Last year it was $99. This year, this one is just way too expensive. I can't do that anymore. But I offered people the front row for $2,000 this year. We only have 100 available. 50 of them are gone. 50 of them. We sold 800 tickets before people even knew the dates yet. And I'm just letting you know right now, go buy your tickets right now, relentlessevent.com. Or if not, when you see the lineup and when you feel the impact of the event, you're going to look back at this day and go, damn it, I should have done it. And like 1,000 people a year say that, Isaac?
Yeah.
Every year it's the same thing. So anyways, we're ready to get started. I'm excited for today's conversations. What's up, Nicholas? What's up, Black Tina? What up, girl? What's up, Diamond Denver Company? That's a nice name. Let's see here. Hello, Sarah. Santi Reyes, all of you guys. Awesome. We got some fire for you guys. And we got some live questions coming up. So you ready?
Yep.
All right, Isaac, who's our first winner?
We have John Carlo Estates.
Okay, so we're going to do John. How do you spell it?
J-O-H-N.
J-O-H-N.
Carlo.
He's not there. I love it when these guys win and they're all excited and everything and they don't show up. Okay, next one.
Okay, Gustava.
Gustava, how do you spell it?
GustavaOjastx.
Gustavo Rojas, you are live with Danny Morrell. Turn your Bluetooth off, buddy. I hope you got a tough question for me.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
What's up, my man? How are you? Where are you joining us from?
I'm doing great, thank you, Danny. I'm in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. That's going to be part of my tour stops. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I look forward to meeting you out there, my man.
Yeah, I got the light better here. Yes.
Awesome.
First of all, I want to congratulate your son. I know it was his birthday over the weekend. I saw the party. Great event. Thank you.
Yeah, it was both Micah and Aaron. They had their birthdays this weekend, so it was pretty awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah. So how can I help, man? What's the question?
So, Danny, I'm a new agent, part-time.
How new?
2 months.
Okay, good. Congrats.
I've been in the business for 2 months. I have two deals, one that is going to close on Thursday and another one on Friday.
Where did you get those deals from?
One, I'm a buyer agent for a team.
Okay.
One was a referral from the other buyer agent. And okay. The second one was from my SOI.
Okay, good. All right, good. Pretty standard. Okay.
Yes. So my question is, Danny, in terms of calling, right, I understand that I need to get frequent before I get better. And I don't let the fear of cold calling stop me. But my question is, in order to be a high-level agent, what's your opinion on the mentality I should have when I make the calls?
I think that's it. And by the way, and I have another answer for another question you didn't ask later, just because I want you to do the best. But I think it's the mentality that you want to have when you do anything in life, man. And that's to win. That's to win. And I'll be honest with you, I feel that energy from you. I feel that you're a winner. Quite frankly, you're proving that you're a winner. You're 2 months in. You've got two deals. You're going to have a great career. If you follow me on Instagram in the morning, man, and I'm saying this affirmation every morning in my fitness life. I'm 100% natural, muscle building, fat burning, eight-figure earning machine. Whatever the goal is, I add it in an affirmation. So maybe for me, I would be saying to myself, you know, people love to hear me. They're inspired by my voice. They are infected by my energy. And they say yes to every question that I ask. That's the kind of conversation you need to be having in your head. Okay?
Right.
Now I'm going to help you with something that you don't even know you're going to ask, but you would have asked me in 2 years. Let's handle it right now. Most of your business right now is going to come from the team, good job, and the center of influence. However, you want to work today, right now, to transition out of that as soon as possible. So whenever you're a part of a team, I think it's a good idea, but a guy like you with your energy in that market, I give myself 2 years maybe, and then I go out on my own. And in order to do that, you need to be in a position to essentially do your own amount of deals that will replace the amount of deals that they're giving you. Sound fair?
Yes.
And so I would just have that in my head. I would just have that as a plan, perfectly normal. But it's a great way to start. I would make it a goal to be the number one agent on that team. That's what I did. I got to a point where I was selling 8 houses a month by being a part of the team.
Wow.
Because the team would feed me 4 and I would go out and find 4 on myself. Don't do what most people do. The team feeds you 4 and maybe you pull off 2 sales. Don't do that. Grab the 4 and then you go find 4 yourself. That's the best piece of advice I can give you.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much, Danny. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm very happy with the team leader. We're doing a lot of things. It's been only 2 months, but I'm very excited.
Good.
And I thank you for that.
Or eventually, you know what? Eventually share your vision with them. Say, hey, man, listen, my goal is going to be to, you know, take over all sales for your team.
Yes.
Something like that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're on the same page on that.
Good, man.
It's been very good. Thank you.
Good, good. So I'll see you in Houston. I believe I'll be there at the end of February.
All right. Perfect, Danny. Thank you very much.
Okay, man. Take care, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Awesome. All right. So that was Gustavo, wonderful agent from Houston. Let's see here. We're going to go with our second winner. Who is it?
We can try The Carlos.
The Carlos. Okay.
Zepeda.
T-H-E. Mm-hmm. Carlos Zepeda. You are live right now with Danny Morrell. What's up, buddy?
Hey.
How are you, my man?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for being on, and thank you for supporting our posts, man. I hope that they are bringing you encouragement, life, teaching, all that you need.
Here. You've changed here so much. You have no idea how much you've changed here, so thank you for that.
I'm happy to hear that. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Newport Coast, California, my friend.
Okay, good. Awesome, man, good. So what is your question, and how can I help?
So I am with a team over here in Newport Coast.
Beautiful.
Operations for the team. You know, unfortunately, when I came into the business, I was doing okay as a solo.
Okay.
Join the team, and with the team, kind of dragged me down, you know. And so I had to get a job as sort of like the operations for a team, hoping I could, from there be an agent. But unfortunately, being with a team of the operations side, they only want you to do the operations side of it. They don't want you to do any real estate. But I want to get back into real estate. Should I just quit, go into just do it 100%? You know, I don't have any sort of backing behind it. And, you know, my wife is kind of nervous for me to just go full commission versus getting that steady paycheck, you know?
What's your question?
Should I do it? Should I just go 100% in or not? That's the only thing I'm like...
Yeah, this is a great question, by the way, and this is a great moment. It's a great moment for all of us. Look, I'm a believer in the fact that we are all different human beings. We all have different desires. We all have different goals. We all have different shortcomings. We all have different strengths. We're all different. We're all different. And yet, I also believe that we're all the same. And we're the same because we have the God-given ability to control what we give our energy to. We have the God-given ability to make a decision about what we want for our future. And we have a God-given ability to work and work our tails off until we manifest what it is that we want in the future. And the reason why I bring that up is because what you're asking me is essentially, what should I do? My answer is, quite frankly, I don't know what you should do. I know what I would do. I know what I would do. But what I would do is maybe different than what you should do, you know? And it all boils down to this. And this is for all of you out there listening to me right now. Number one, what do you want? Number two, what are you willing to sacrifice to get it? And number three, how patient can you be in the process? That's it. It's those three things right there. So I'm going to help you with something. The reason why most people don't make the leap and don't make the jump is because what they want is just a little bit past what they're currently getting.
Right.
Let me help you with this. We're getting, I don't know, $3,500 bucks a month, $4,000 bucks a month from the operation side, something like that. Yeah. Whatever the number is.
Exactly.
And our mind, please listen. Damn it. This is going to be good. Please listen. Our mind can only see us earning $7,000, $8,000 a month. So it's like, it's a big gap. It's a scary gap, but it's like, yeah, but that's not big enough for me to go all in. That's not exciting enough for me to go all in. And listen, I'm telling you this because when we've been surrounded with people who at the most make $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month, then what the brain says is, but you know what? I'm already doing all right. I'm doing $3,000 or $4,000 a month. Why am I going to go risk everything just to go make a double jump? That's the problem. See what I did? See what I did? I'm just playing a different game, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm just being quite honest with all of you guys. I'm just playing a different game. I've been playing a different game since day one. For me, the game was, if I can't make $100,000 a month, damn it, something is wrong with me.
You helped me so much with that. You know, it's finally the reason why I'm like ready is because of that. It's because I had that here. Oh, I have that steady income. Okay, you know, now I'm here with a team. The income's steady, but it's like, but why, you know, why be happy with that? That's not enough, and that's not even supporting, you know, the family.
So
I want to get back into it.
Especially where you're living. Unless you're commuting in from Santa Ana or something, where you're living, you need to make some real money just to survive, quite frankly. So, you know, for me, it started... I want 100 grand a month, and then it started 100 grand a week, and then my goals just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, here's the key. I knew that wasn't going to happen overnight. Like, I remember from the moment I started at 19 years old to the moment I actually got to 100 grand a month, it was like 5 or 6 years. But guess what? Every action I took, every late night, every risk, everything I've ever done. I mean, listen, you just go watch everything we do. It's all quality. Look, just look around.
Yeah.
Look, we don't buy the cheap microphone. We don't get the cheap camera. We don't get the cheap computer. We don't do anything other than the best. But I've been doing that since day one. Since day one, before navigation systems were out there, I had a Pioneer navigation system. Since day one, my car was clean. Since day one, I had a nice suit. Since day one, why? Because I knew where I wanted to be in the future. So the question you have to answer, and you've got to answer it on behalf of your wife, on behalf of your future children, on behalf of the legacy you're about to make, is what do you want? What do you want? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to do? Are you willing to work 7 days a week, 365 days a year for 5 years, and maybe it not work out, and maybe you go through tough times, and maybe you struggle a little bit? I don't know. That's what I was willing to do. I was willing to risk my neck.
Yes. No, and that's like I said, you have helped me with that. I'm already working 7 days a week, but for somebody else, you know?
Go work 7 days a week for yourself.
Now it's me time. So, okay, that's just what I wanted to ask you. It's kind of like punch to the face, ready to go, and, you know, making a jump now. So.
Hey, can I challenge you because I love you?
Yes.
When are we going to lose the weight?
Well, I mean, I'm losing it. I do have, which I don't want to bring it up, health issue with some, I do have a, I don't want to bring it up, I have some sort of health issue, which I'm,
that's okay.
I'll send you in the DM.
That's okay.
But yes, I'm working on it, hence the baby face and the little round shape, because I'm a health issue I'm dealing with.
That's okay. What can you do? What can you do? Because most health issues are dealt with through diet. Okay? So I'm just going to keep challenging you. I want you to go back and I want you to understand, you know, what can you do to combat the health issues through diet? Because I'll tell you right now, I've got a friend that's dying of cancer right now. He's dying of cancer right now. And he beat it through diet. He beat it through diet. He beat it 100%. He beat it through diet. So I'm just letting you know, whatever you're going through, the ego will make it a much bigger story than what it is. Battle it with diet. Take control, my friend. Like, how much time did you invest in cooking this morning? I can't hear you.
You're right. I can do more.
You can. So, like, if you didn't cook your meals this morning, I'm telling you right now, until the day comes that you can hire a professional chef, you need to start cooking your meals. If you're eating out at all, if you're eating out at restaurants, I don't care if you think it's healthy because it's Pollo Loco. Pollo Loco, they're going to go buy the cheapest damn chicken there is out there because they're trying to make a profit, right?
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, of course it was Pollo Loco. You see, I know what I'm telling you. Listen to me, dude. Listen to me. Listen, I'm telling you this because I love you and I want the best for you. Don't blame your health issues on a health issue. The health issue is there because of your habits. Change your habits, my man. Change your habits. Show up and be a powerful human being. And the money, the health, none of it will be an issue. I'm telling you, man, because I had to face it myself, all right?
Done and done, my friend. I'll send you the pictures on your DM in the morning.
See you at Relentless. You going to be there?
I'll be there.
Okay, we'll see you there. Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
I had to, because that's, you know, guys, people don't correlate. You guys don't understand. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, the reason why you're scared to make the leap of faith, the reason why you're scared to jump out and be an entrepreneur and to, is because you haven't proven to yourself the disciplines of waking up early, of taking care of your body, of eating healthy, of listening to positive things. Start taking care of you as a human being. And then the business stuff, it'll become easy for you. The fears will go away. The doubts will go away because you just took care of the core of the problem, which is us. What's going on in our minds, our hearts, our souls, our bodies. Start taking care of that. All of a sudden, you'll find yourself 10 times more powerful. 10 times more powerful. We got one more winner?
Yeah, so we got Giancarlo. We're going to try him again.
Thank you, my friend. John who?
Giancarlo Estates.
Giancarlo Estates. I'm going to try you again. There he is. Giancarlo Estates. I'm trying to add him. Giancarlo Estates, what's up, my man? You are live with Danny Morrell. That's right, Jose. Show up for yourself every day, man. Every day. I used to be like this, too. I used to blame it on being Hispanic and being big boned. Bullshit. Giancarlo, what's up, dude?
How are you? Sorry about it. I had some problems with the connection.
Hey, you're here now. How are you, my man?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the love. I really, really do. Where are you from?
I'm from Studio City. I live in Agoura Hills, but I commute every day to Studio City for my office.
Okay, cool, cool. So, so what's the question, man? How can I help?
Mm-hmm. So my question is, what advice could you give an agent who is trying to stick out of the crowd out of a bunch of agents trying to, in an aggressive marketplace?
Yeah, so this is a great freaking question. And it's a great question for, by the way, any business that you're in. And the only way I can answer you is how I actually handled that problem. So my first year in business, I closed 28 transactions. First year running Intero Southern California, we recruited 50 to 60 agents into the company. First year at Empire University, growing it, we had Alex Rodriguez, Rob Dyrdek. We put an event together of 2,000 people. I'm bringing this up because most seminar hosts maybe have 4,000 people at an event, and they've been doing it for 40 years. So I'm just helping you understand, and this is for all of you, regardless of how long you're in business. Okay, that doesn't matter. It really doesn't. I'm proving it to you because Intero went on to do $982 million in sales. Empire, you guys are going to see, especially in the real estate space. Just give me 3 to 5 years. Just 3 to 5 years. And so what really matters, man, is you, your heart, your thoughts, your discipline, and your skill set. All sales, all success in business. It's not about marketing. It really isn't. It will eventually get to a place where it's about marketing. It's about you, dude, and two things. Write them down. Number one, your mojo. Your mojo. Your mojo is your mindset, your heart, your soul, your beliefs about yourself, your discipline, your fire, your passion. And then number two is your sales skills. Right? Your sales skills. I'm telling you this because, you know, I got to a point where I was taking 12 listings a month. And honest to God, I'm not lying. I did it with a manila folder inside of back then I was a Remax agent, inside of a Remax thingamajiggy with a couple of copies of some ads that I would run, and that's it. And today, everybody wants to know, hey, Danny, what do you put in your marketing package? What do you put in this? What do you put? You know what was my marketing package? My mouth. My mouth was my marketing package. So the way you're going to stand out, listen to me very carefully, because no one does what I'm telling you to do right now. No one actually practices. No one. No one. No one actually works on their sales skills. No one. No one. No, all this like diet stuff and take care of your body and work out and read books and do affirmations. No one does that. No one does that. You know how you're going to stand out? You need to become the best damn salesperson in the marketplace. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because when 500 people call that expired listing, guess who's gonna stand out? The leader and the teacher. The one who's the most confident. The one who isn't just reading words. The one who isn't winging it. The one who doesn't say, hey, I was calling because click, hung up.
Yeah, so like find a way to engage them.
No, I mean, I find a way. Look, there's two ways to do it. You could do it on your own. Or you could hire us to coach you. So once you can afford it, honest to God, I would honestly say join our launch program. It's only $750 a month. That is like I mean, this is just, and we just work every morning with you, every single morning with you, or do it on your own, and you need to start working on your skills and your scripts, man. That's how I would do it. And that's not how I would do it. That's how I did it. Every business. Think about Intero. We were up against Remax, Century 21, Keller, everybody. We're up against everybody. And there's no office in Southern California that has grown like we've grown. No office. No office.
Okay? Yeah, congratulations on that. There's no Intero near me, so, you know, I would probably be over there.
No, no problem. No problem at all. But I'm just telling you that so that you can see it's not about experience. It's not about any of that. It's about this, this, and this. Okay?
Yeah.
You got it, my man.
And I actually just have one more. It's more of a personal question that I feel like why I'm such an avid follower and you're my mentor. I said, I feel like I can relate to you when you say that you were the one who felt like you have to do something to help your family situation, mm-hmm. or else nothing was going to change. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel that exact same way. And with the pressure to succeed, I'm very hard on myself to keep grinding every day. Mm-hmm. And I want to buy my mom a house as well. I want to take care of my family. So my question is, what advice would you give the younger version of yourself now that you're successful and that you've achieved so many of your goals?
Damn, that's a good question. And I can feel your heart, and so I want to help you. Number one, man. First off, do you have a clear goal for the amount of business you want to do from now till the end of the year? Okay. The answer is no.
Yeah, okay.
I need it to be so clear that the number goes boom. It just jumps out of your mouth. So I don't care what the goal is. You need to have a very, very, like, listen to me, dude. Like, when you wake up, it's all you think about. 10, I just got 2, 8 more to go. 10, I just got 3, 7 more to go. 10, I just got, oh my God, am I, 5 more to go, 5 more to go. Come on, Danny, you got 5 more to go, 4 more to go, 3 more to go, 2 more to go, 1 more to go. That's a damn goal.
Okay?
That's a damn goal. Your goal needs to be that concise, and I'm gonna make it an achievable goal, something that you can go out and accomplish. For 2019, you need to set that goal. That's why we have at the company every year a business planning retreat, because we want to make sure that everybody. By the way, I'm having one in Lake Tahoe at the Ritz-Carlton. I might open it up to the public. I might. The Leverage members might be mad, so I might have to hook them up or whatever, but too many people need our help. Too many people need our help. But you have to have a goal. And it's more than a goal. It's the purpose. It's the reason. Because you see, in business, there's so much going on in our heads that we get so distracted emotionally and mentally. You need to lock in on what you're trying to accomplish, my man. Okay? So pick a number. I don't care what the number is, but pick a number. Number two, save your money, man. Save your money. We live in a day and age nowadays where, you know, people are like leasing 2 and 3 Lamborghinis. Like, because, and I'm gonna tell you why. It isn't even because of branding. It's because of a deep-rooted insecurity. A deep-rooted insecurity. Listen to me right now, man. If I could go back, I'm just telling you all from my personal experience, and I didn't realize this until the market crashed and I lost everything. I mean, you can see me right now. I'm in a Lululemon shirt with my Apple Watch, my jeans, and like, I am not that big of a deal, people. That's not. And every once in a while, I'll wear the Rolex or whatever, but I'm not that big of a deal, man. If you could learn to focus on what's really important, I spent the first 8 years of my financial life spending every penny I had to just prove to the world that I was somebody. And ultimately, man, the only ones that matter are you. Are you married?
No. I have a girlfriend. She's actually looking at this right now.
Okay, tell her I said, what's up? You, your future spouse, your future children, your legacy, what you want to create. And I could just tell you, if you can just get a concise goal, man, and if you could just be smart with your money, because money's going to start coming in, a lot of it. Listen to me very carefully. Treat yourself like a business. And what I teach all of our coaching clients is this. The money doesn't belong to you. The money belongs to the company. So don't go out and do stupid things, right? Be careful who you're following on Instagram. There's a lot of people out there who literally, it comes in, it goes out. It comes in, it goes out. And it's all to mask a deeply rooted insecurity. Be a much wiser person than that. Have a lot of cash, no flash, you'll do great.
Great advice.
Take care, buddy. See you at Relentless?
Definitely.
Don't be giving me none of those. As a matter of fact, did you buy your ticket?
Conyo,
okay, listen right now. Look, yeah. If you don't go right now, I'm telling you, even the back of the room ones, when everybody finds out, especially if you're Southern California, when everybody, if people are just going to go crazy, it's going to be game over. And the prices are going to go up and you're going to end up paying double because you're not going to want to miss it. So I'm telling you, go right now. Go. Listen, I'm going to end with this.
Yes.
Here, I'll see you later. Listen to this. I'm going to end with this. I'm going to teach you guys all something. Okay? This was a good show. I'm going to teach you all something. Money's never the problem. You're the problem. You're the problem. You need to learn a word called resourcefulness. Because if money stops you from investing in yourself, or if money stops you from getting the things that your business needs, it always will. It always will. That's never going to go away. You think, oh, someday I'll make more money, so then it goes away. That's not how life works. That's not how life works. Yeah, eventually you make so much money that, yeah, it's not an issue. But the way you make more money is to learn to become resourceful. So you know what I would do? If you're going to be at Relentless, or if you're going to invest in coaching, or you're going to do whatever, have some guts. It's what I did with my mom. I said, Mom, I'll tell you what, I'm trying to get into coaching. I want you to let me borrow $3,000 for the next 3 months, and then I'll pay you back interest. Done. You're all going to Relentless. You all sign up today. It's how I bought my piece of land and I built my house. I told the landlord, I told the owner of the piece of land, look, I don't have all the money, but I'll give you $40,000 right now. And if I don't pay you in full by the end of the year, you can keep my deposit. Done. Problem solved. That's how I started in Intero. I flew up to Gino Blafari and I said, listen, man, I just went through a financial catastrophe. But I'll tell you right now, and I looked him in the eyes, ask him, the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, basically the most influential man in real estate, one of my good friends. Why is he a good friend? You all ask, how do you get around influential people? Show them what you're about. I looked Gino Blafari in the eyes and I said, listen to me right now. I don't have any money. I don't have anything, but I will tell you this. Give me 36 months. We will be the number one franchisee you have ever had. Sure enough, that's what we are. We became that in 36 months. Money's never the issue. We are. I love you all. Thank you for joining me. Please help spread the word if you can. Like, comment, and join the 5-Minute Crew next month. We're looking for three winners, Isaac. We're looking for three winners for next week. Right? All you got to do is turn on the notifications for my post. Make sure that you like and comment on my post. As a matter of fact, I'll post something right now at 11 a.m. just to give you guys all a fair shot to win. And just hashtag the 5-Minute Crew. Talk to you all soon, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.